a particular group. These are the excellent prognostic group ER positive ones, and we've picked those out by screening unit. You can see that most people tend to give them hormone therapy, but you've got a batch of people down here who, for these very good prognosis cancers, are clearly not giving them hormone therapy. Two out of the eight in East Midlands, two out of the 10 of East of England, and two out of 12 in North West. Don't know if you want to comment on that, given the discussions yesterday.
Well, of course, they're made by an MDT, of course. Some of these are extremely good prognosis. If you use Adjuvant Online or other similar expert systems, they may have less than 1% benefit in terms of survival at 10 years. They're offered the choice.
I suppose it makes the question that the MDT is probably only as good as the people at it and can be influenced by individuals who have a slightly different attitude.
Well, it still comes down to patient choice.
Pardon?
It still comes down to patient choice.
Oh, for sure, but I mean, looking at the... Why is patient choice so different in some years than others? I mean, it's a recurring theme, isn't it, from the point of view of... the patient gets blamed for making the right or the wrong choice depending on what people think. But clearly the patient choice would be influenced by the advice they're given. And in those units, they're being given very different advice to what they're being given to the others.
I wonder if I could just make a comment about that in relation to Wales, because we had a policy in two of our screening areas of not giving these excellent prognosis tumours, routinely giving them endocrine therapy, and one that did. And these data relate to 2006-07. We've changed our All Wales policy and got an All Wales agreement that they are actually all going to be offered it. So that will change anyway in some areas.
There's an emphasis on this on survival data and the benefit that you get on survival of a hormone therapy in a good prognosis tumour, which is minimal. I think it depends what you think about the opposite breast, really, and contralateral breast cancers. I think that's an important point. My own bias is that oncologists underestimate the opposite breast. They don't diagnose breast cancer. There's a sort of obsession with survival, understandably, and that's important. But I think, you know, the reduction in cancers in the opposite breast is an important benefit for the patient.
So I think we're running very short of time. I regret we haven't got more time to discuss it, but we'll crack on.
Okay.